Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 9th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off, Apple has updated its collection of Apple Watch sport bands and iPhone cases today with a variety of new colors to celebrate summer. In total, Apple has released four new colors for the Apple Watch sport band: linen blue, seafoam, vitamin C, and coastal gray. All four of the new colors are available to order from Apple's online store today in 40mm and 44mm sizes for $49. It's common for Apple to introduce new Apple Watch band colors near the start of a new season, but as of right now, the sport band is the only option to be updated for summer 2020. There have been rumors of a new leather loop for the Apple Watch, but that was not included in these updates. But given that it's a more drastic redesign, it's possible Apple is saving the new leather loop for WWDC 2020 or perhaps even the Apple Watch update this fall. In addition to the new Apple Watch accessories, Apple has also released new silicone cases for the iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Pro, and iPhone 11 Pro Max. The new cases are available in three colors: seafoam gray, vitamin C, and linen blue, so they'll match your new Apple Watch band as well. The new cases are also available to order from Apple's online store for $39. You can check out the new sport bands and iPhone cases at the link in the show notes below. In other news, last week, Apple released iOS 13.5.1 to the public, patching the vulnerability used by the uncovered jailbreak. Following that release, Apple has now stopped signing iOS 13.5. Shortly after the release of iOS 13.5.1, Apple updated its official security page to say that the release fixed a vulnerability that allowed applications to execute arbitrary code with kernel privileges. In other words, it patches the hole used by the jailbreak. The iOS 13.5 jailbreak from Uncover was unique because it worked with all modern iOS devices. This included even the newest iPhones like the iPhone 11 and iPhone SE, as well as the 2020 iPad Pro. Reverting to older iOS builds is common for those in the jailbreak community, such as downgrading from iOS 13.5.1 to iOS 13.5 in order to jailbreak. But downgrading is also useful for those who experience significant bugs after updating to the newest version of iOS. But again, now that Apple has stopped signing iOS 13.5, users can no longer downgrade from iOS 13.5.1, whether it be because of stability issues or just a desire to jailbreak. Finally, a new report from Bloomberg today says that Apple will announce its transition from Intel processors to ARM chips for the Mac at WWDC this year. This transition has been rumored for a while now, but it appears that Apple will finally make it official in just 2 weeks. Moving from Intel to ARM should significantly improve performance and battery efficiency on the Mac while also reducing costs and cutting Intel out of the process completely. Today's Bloomberg report says that Apple has seen notable gains in GPU and artificial intelligence performance in MacBooks powered by ARM chips in early testing. Apple has, of course, seen great success in using its custom A-series processors in the iPhone and iPad, so it makes sense to extend that to the Mac. Bloomberg has also reported that Apple is preparing a 12-core custom ARM processor that would be significantly more powerful than the current MacBook Air powered by Intel. And of course, if Apple was making the processors used in the Mac lineup, it would no longer be affected if Intel faces delays in shipping its newest processors. Reports have suggested that Apple plans to revive the 12-inch MacBook within the next year to serve as its first ARM-based option for consumers. But there will be quite a bit of work for developers if Apple plans on switching from Intel to ARM, which is likely why Apple plans to officially announce the project at WWDC this year. Developers will need plenty of lead time to update their applications before the first ARM Mac is made publicly available, and it's also possible that Apple announces some sort of hardware developer kit this year to help developers test their apps on an ARM-based Mac. Finally, Bloomberg's report today also says that Apple's focus across the board this year will be on performance improvements and stability, including in iOS 14. iOS 13 was notoriously buggy and unreliable, and Apple is looking to avoid a similar situation this year. For the Apple Watch, Bloomberg says that watchOS 7 will focus on a variety of new fitness features and health features. Apple's virtual WWDC kicks off on June 22nd, and we will have full coverage of everything announced on 9to5Mac. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.